It's 24 minutes to 9. This is Morning Ireland. More sport now from Dara.
Claire, hello again. It's soccer first. It's advantage Real Madrid, but only just after the first leg of their Champions League semi-final against the holders Bayern Munich in Spain last night. Karim Benzema scored the only goal of the game after 19 minutes to hand Pep Guardiola his first defeat at Real as a coach. Tonight, it's the first legs of the Europa League semi-finals. Benfica are at home to Juventus and Sevilla play Valencia. It's reported today that the Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho has been given permission to rest players for Sunday's crucial Premier League trip to Liverpool.
Is he handing the title to Liverpool?
Well, you could see it that way. Maybe it's mind games the other way around. We'll see. You never know with Jose. But they've got the second leg of their Champions League semi-final against Atletico Madrid next Wednesday. The FA will keep an eye on the team selection at Anfield, but they have charged Mourinho with misconduct after last weekend's home loss to Sunderland for these comments.
Congratulations to Mike Dean. His performance was fantastic. I think a really amazing performance, so congratulations to him. And finally, congratulations to Mike Riley, because the way that he organized things this season, referees doing really well according to the objective. So congratulations also to Mike Riley, and I have nothing more to say.
The assistant manager Rui Faria and midfielder Ramirez have also been charged by the FA. As Manchester United officials are believed to be heading to meet Louis van Gaal, David Moyes reportedly tore into his former employers at a meeting with the players just after he was sacked because news of his departure was leaked to the media before he had been officially informed. In golf, Michael Hoey birdied 5 of the first 7 holes on the opening day of the China Open. He was in a share of the lead at one stage, but he slipped back a little now. Rafael Jacquelin is the current leader on 6 under par after 12 holes. He is 1 clear of the chasing pack. Michael Hoey is now 4 under after 12 and 2 off the lead. Shane Lowry went round in level par 72. The 2008 China Open champion Damien McGrain is level par early on. Peter Lawrie 1 over. Gareth Maben is 2 over par out on the course. Later today, the Classic of New Orleans begins. Padraig Harrington tees off after 1 Irish time. Now in snooker, Northern Ireland's Mark Allen overcame food poisoning to beat Michael Holt by 10 frames to 4 in the first round of the World Championships at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield last night. It was a remarkable performance from Allen, who was still not right during the match itself.
Just the last few days I felt dreadful, like an hour and a half before my match yesterday I was in the NHS walk-in centre trying to get treatment. I just felt so drained. Obviously I spent all day Sunday just throwing up in the hotel room, and for 2 days there I just had no energy, so I've been taking these like sugar salt drinks to get fluids back into my body, and to be honest I just couldn't see anything over 3 feet away. It was a guess, and I just managed to guess right on a few times.
It certainly worked more than a few times, I'd say, in a 10-4 win. Dominic Dale, by the way, leads Mark Davis by 7 frames to 2 overnight. In cycling, Ireland's Dan Martin finished second behind Alejandro Valverde of Spain in the Flèche Wallonne race in Belgium yesterday. Gaelic Games, Clare beat Limerick by 117 to 37 in the Munster Minor Football Championship playoff last night. They meet Waterford next Tuesday. The 4 Allianz Football League finals take place this weekend. The Division 1 decider should be a very interesting encounter between the champions Dublin and Derry. That's at Croke Park on Sunday. Derry beat Dublin in the group stages of the campaign, and Dublin's Owen O'Gara was very impressed when the sides met at Celtic Park.
They gave us a really, really tough game up there in Derry. I think we were poor, but taking nothing away from Derry, they were excellent that day and showed great determination. So we know what we're facing on Sunday. You know, if we play as we played against Cork, you know, it won't be enough to beat Derry. Derry will beat us Sunday if we show up like that. So we need to be at our best. We know that. Derry are, in my opinion, a top side this year. They're the form team in the country.
That's Owen O'Gara. In rugby union, the newly crowned Ulster Bank League champions Clontarf beat the Barbarians by 43 points to 42 at Castle Avenue in Dublin last night. In swimming, the Irish National Championships begin at the National Aquatic Centre in Dublin this morning. They start with the first of the heats at 9:45. In squash, on the first day of the Irish Open at Fitzwilliam, there were wins for Ireland's top two lady players, Madeline Perry and Aisling Blake, and for the men's number one, Arthur Gaskin. And finally, for now, in badminton at the European Championships in Russia, Chloe and Sam McGee advanced to the second round of the mixed competition. In the next round, they'll play the world number 4 pair from Denmark, and Scott Evans won his first round match in the singles draw.